Welcome to Hannah's Heart.
So Hannah, she's just one of the women who did struggle with infertility in the Bible.
No matter who we are, we can be inspired by the fact that Hannah took her pain to God and God heard her and was with her.
So when she was praying at the temple, she had been weeping and not eating, and her lips were moving, but her eyes were closed, and the priest was like, why are you drunk at the temple?
Because it can become an obsession when you want a child so deeply.
And desiring that baby and to be a mama. Every holiday, every Mother's Day.
This is not a show that's going to promise you a certain outcome. But this is a show that says, however God answers your cry, we know that He's enough. Hi, this is Kendra.
And this is Jade.
And you are listening to Hannah's Heart on American Family Radio, or maybe you're joining us on social media.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe you're watching on our streaming platform.
I'm telling you, we're high tech over here.
If so, I hope you see my scarf because it's new. I put it on today. So, you know.
You look cute, too. Thanks. We were talking about before the show how I told her I have cuter fall clothes than I do. Fall is finally here.
I don't like dressing for three seasons, and then all I have in my wardrobe is one season.
But you always look cute, though. Well, I'm not just saying
that. In the fall.
I look cuter in the fall too, because we can cover up, y'all. We're saints. We're saved.
Well, come on, as a Christian,
yeah.
You don't have
now,
to worry
only
about
in
covering.
The bedroom with our husbands we can change it up.
That's true.
And Lord knows
that's
I do. Y'all know how I feel. Anyway, that's a whole nother topic. Sorry.
Well,
get serious, Kendra.
Okay. For those of you that are new to the program, we like to have fun around here.
Yes, we do.
We are a show for couples that are maybe struggling with infertility, or maybe you've gone through a miscarriage, or you're considering adoption, and really whatever way that God is building your family, and it was kind of outside of the normal way things happen. We want to go alongside with you because we know how difficult that season can be, but we have also learned that you can laugh
in
through the
midst,
hard times.
The Lord wants us to, and honestly, you've helped me in that journey. You and a few other women, because I still deal with some grieving over, because you know the Lord has not blessed us yet. But it is good to laugh. Yeah. It is medicine to the soul.
It is, and it's so refreshing to have like-minded people that are going through something similar that can really relate to you.
Yes, exactly.
So, today we have a really exciting reoccurring guest.
Yes, she
tell
is.
Us about her.
She's popular over here on Hannah's Heart. Dr. Heather Rhodes is with us, y'all. I have done her program. She's been on the program before with you and Ann. Y'all interviewed her. What is it, last year maybe?
I think so. Ann was a fan and brought her into the
so
Hannah's Heart
Ann
family.
That
she
found
was
her.
One that discovered.
Discovered her, yes. Yeah. Better word. Look at you. So professional. Oh,
she's like a treasure chest. Oh,
she
look at what
is.
We found.
And Heather has she's changed my life in so many ways. I'm still healing. So I did her summer program. Brief backstory. Help me, Holy Spirit, make it brief. You know, we as women, we talk a lot. Help me, Holy Ghost. So 6 years ago, I was diagnosed with a bowel disease. I was bleeding out of my rectum. Went to the doctor, did a colonoscopy, and they said, you have ulcerative colitis. You'll have it for the rest of your life. I'm like, what is this? Anyway, they put me on a high dose of prednisone for 30 days, and my hormones were never the same.
You were not the same.
Girl.
I remember.
You remember, Kendra? I know. I was like the sweet Jade, and all of a sudden, I dealt with rage. I dealt with depressed. Oh my gosh. And it was always 14 days before my cycle. And this went on for 6 years. Also suicidal ideation. And so
which is not you.
It's not me. Oh my Lord. One day I was talking to you and Ann about these symptoms. And I went to so many doctors, tried so many supplements, and y'all brought up Dr. Heather Rhodes. And I was like, who is this? Yeah. And Ann showed me her Facebook, Instagram page. And I was like, let me see. I was skeptical, I'm gonna be honest, because I was just like, how in the world is she gonna heal my hormones? You know what I'm saying? I went to, you know, and I'm gonna tell you, I'm still in the healing process, but I have the 3 months I've been using Dr. Heather, because it is an investment, but it's the, and what I say, she makes it affordable, but
you have to commit to it.
You have to commit, yes, no suicidal ideation.
Amen.
I have regular bowel movements. I wasn't even having regular bowel movements, y'all. I would do number two. And
y'all, we're talking about the real stuff.
I know. Look, if you don't know me by now, I like keeping it real, because the Holy Ghost keeps it real.
And more than that.
I'm here. Keeping it PG the best I can. But I was only doing number two like maybe three times a week.
Yeah.
And it was like every so many days. Like, I wasn't regularly. So many things. Since I've been doing her, I have better moods. Yeah. I have regular bowel movements.
Well, and Dr. Heather does a natural approach to balancing your your hormones, which help that's what Kendra. When we had her on the program, mm-hmm. Dr. Heather, I remember you talking about how like our hormones are like a table that needs to be balanced in order to have fertility function, and how a lot of the other approaches don't, you know, they'll just be like, oh, you need estrogen, here's 100 million times more than your body could ever process, and throw stuff out of whack. And so I think a lot of our listeners are going to benefit from her discussion today, and they're curious about how can we work with the way God designed our bodies to work to get our hormones and everything balanced.
I love how you just tied that in. Dr. Heather, welcome to the show. Dr. Heather Rhodes.
Yes, thank you guys so much. Thank you so much. I'm like cracking up over here. Oh my, so fun, so fun. I'm so excited to be here. And, you know, you guys, Kendra, you just hit it right on the nail, right on the head of what I usually like to tell people is like, hey, your body has a system that works. And my job is to help you understand that system and to work with it. And even if it does look like, hey, the next intervention might be something like estrogen or progesterone, like, you know why, and you didn't skip the 15 steps in between working with your body along that journey. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, that's my thing. It's like, if we ask the right question and if we held the belief that our bodies were designed to work really well, and if they're not working really well, then it's a sign, it's a gift that we get to kind of uncover and figure out, well, what is really going on here? That kind of changes the perspective we take when it comes to healing versus, I think, just the traditional med world right now is not set up in a way for those questions and those beliefs to really be honored and guiding the system.
100%.
Already I like this woman. Did you hear what she just said? Basically, I'm going to put it in my terms. If you notice that your body is jacked up a bit, it's just a little discombobulated. It's a sign. It's a gift. Mm. Oh, my. Like, Heather's good at helping you change the way you view your body. And because that's another thing. I think, I know the first time y'all mentioned Heather to me, I thought, okay, so she's probably going to talk about my diet, which you do, but you also hit on how we are to change the way we think about our bodies. Is that right?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I think that the Lord did so much in my own healing journey. I have a history with infertility. I have a history with eating disorders. I have a history with, you know, just OCD around nutrition and using control of me not being able to surrender control. So I expressed it in the form of trying to manipulate and change my body in so many different ways. And he did such a work of like really opening my eyes to the gift our bodies are and how they're designed. And I tell people all the time, I'm like, listen, it sounds bad, but I'm like, somebody criticize me for whatever they want. But if somebody starts telling me I don't understand how the body works, or that like God has not showed and revealed to me so many things about how he's created us, I like, it doesn't even faze me, because I'm like, you are so wrong that like that is not even something that I will accept to hear. And it's not a me thing. Like, it is just knowing and standing in that testimony of what he has done.
Yeah.
That like those beliefs, I cannot do anything but transfer them. And I feel like I can see them so easily because I lived them in our clients, and I can see like, hey, this is the belief you need to have to change something, because I can tell you all day to change your actions. But what we know is that every action we take comes from a belief. Ooh. So just like we want to go a level deeper with the symptoms you're having, we want to go a level deeper with the actions you're taking and just make sure, hey, if there's a belief here we need to kind of uncover and replace, or even I want to highlight it so you can take it to the Lord and replace it. Like, that's something I want to be able to do for our clients, because you can't heal your physical in isolation, right? Like, we're a body with those three parts, emotional, spiritual, physical. So we kind of have to cover all of them.
You know, what you're saying might sound simple, but I think it's at the core of a lot of problems. And I also think a lot of women, we tend to hate our bodies because of the fall. Okay. When our hormone, when something's wrong hormonally,
come on, Kendra,
it makes us feel broken, and it makes us sometimes even mad to be a woman. You know, like Jade, I can't imagine the hormonal problems that you had as that reaction to that medicine.
Yeah,
Heather, do you struggle with a lot of women who just are just really just mad at their bodies by the time they come to you?
Yeah. And I think a lot of them are missing that belief, that faith that their body was designed well, that their body can heal, that they can work with their body. I think that we, I mean, from essentially the age of like 15 when we first start learning about how our fertility system works and how our hormones work. Like, that narrative gets shaped by what we're told that young. And mm-hmm. sometimes that narrative even is starting to be shaped younger than, you know, when we start menstruating. And so a lot of times we have to do a lot of rewiring,
yes.
kind of what these beliefs are and where yes. they come from and what is normal and what's not normal and what's a problem and what's not a problem. And I think a lot of times we get shame and we get guilt and we get our own, you know, need to surrender control that can all kind of creep in and create these beliefs that allow us to feel that we can't be fixed and this mm-hmm. is just how we are. This is our genetics, or, you know, we are broken, and just feeling frustrated of like almost this feeling of like, I would do anything
yeah.
to change this. Like, why me? Why do I have to go through this? Why is this my story? And I've seen just in the women I've worked with, but also in my own personal story, how much that question, again, I'm going back to the same kind of phrase, but like that was a gift to me, because even though it was probably like one of the darkest times yeah. feeling that way, it allowed me to really pursue an understanding of the Lord. And like, what does he say? Who is he?
That's why I love this girl.
I believe. Yeah. And I feel like I if I'm believing that I'm broken, if I'm believing my body's broken, if I'm hating something about me, but I'm created in his image and I'm begging him to change it, then I need to go look at his character and
yes,
what
Lord.
Do I believe about his character. And that changed. I mean, my entire spiritual life changed walking through infertility, because I went from believing he was just standing up there not giving me a baby to really understanding his heart and who he is and the dynamics of his sovereignty, but also our free will and
wow.
how he created us, but then how he paid for, you know, sickness. And it was just a long but really like beautiful journey.
Wow.
Man. Now.
Look, Heather, look, I'm over here trying to keep myself calm and not get too loud on this microphone. But I just, I did your summer program, and I'm now in your alumni program, because I knew I still got some more healing to do, as you can tell when you look at my chart. But I have healed. But one thing I'm still working on is that changing my thinking of how I view my body. And like you said, it's due to beliefs that, especially we live in a very high social media era, right? And so we tend to compare ourselves, which is such a horrible trick from the enemy. And
if you just hear the phrase, a woman's hormones, do you have a positive association with that or a negative association?
Right there. Mine
always
is negative. Mine is negative. Yes, for sure. For sure.
You gave us them.
Yes. Look, before we keep going, because I do have other things I want to hit, how can people find you, get a part of your program? How can they find you?
Yeah, so the best place is Instagram. I am over there constantly. We're doing lives. I have my links there for you to sign up for our email list. We have a couple freebies there. So I have trainings on the three things that your fertility appointments aren't covering. We have a BBT guide. I just have a lot of things that you can find there that will get you into our community. I do pop-up coaching for free every couple of weeks. So you want to be on that email list to get those goodies. And then Instagram is also very... like, I am still in my Instagram all the time. Like, if somebody in our community reaches out, I'm like, hey, girl, tell me what's going on. Like, I want that to be a place where you can get clarity and we can talk. And we're also providing, you know, information. But I tell people all the time, like, you can creep on Instagram as long as you want, but please reach out to me if you feel like
and she really does respond.
You really do.
Like, you didn't.
I even have my team in there. And they will say, like, hey, Heather, you need to go look at this. Like, you need to go talk to her. And that is such a priority to me, because I want anyone who is in that community, even though it's still Instagram, which, you know, can feel just like y'all just said. Sometimes it's just like, oh, this is so frustrating. This world of Instagram is frustrating. But also, I want it to be such a gift to be able to connect with you guys there.
And it is. It really is. Because I've even, I've had... I talk about you a lot, okay? Like, my husband's like, what did Heather say about this? Like, you're part of the family in a way. And I've talked about you.
She's got a printout of you sitting at their dining room table.
Look, and I think, Kendra, you know me. And I think, Heather, you probably can kind of get a feel of me. Like, Heather, when I get comfortable with you, I get comfortable with you. Because Heather, she keeps it 100 mm-hmm. in a loving way because she wants to help you. And there have been mm-hmm. times where she has said to me, I'm just going to cut it to you straight, okay? And I'm like, give it to me, girl. That's why I paid for it. Yeah. I need this because I believe in your program, Heather, and your passion behind it, and you experiencing hormonal difficulties. It's an extra plus to me. I wanted to ask you, what are some of the diagnoses that you deal with women? Because it's not all infertility. It's various other things.
No. So we have two programs. We have one that is specific to fertility, and then we have, that's called Fertile Ground, and then we have our Reset, so the Total Hormone Reset. Within both of those, we can help women that are struggling with things like estrogen dominance, low progesterone, PCOS, PMDD, PMS, and ovulatory cycles, so where like you're just not getting a cycle at all. Mm-hmm. Maybe you're recovering from birth control. Maybe you've gone through like multiple postpartums and you're like, hey, I have no energy. I am moody. I have PMS. My periods are too short. My periods are too long. I'm losing hair. Those are all things that when we start working with your system, your fertility system, your hormone system, they're the same system, you can see it gets turned back on. It starts turning back up. Your body can start correcting and healing a lot of these issues because we really focus on like going to what is underneath, what is at the root. And so those are some of the big overarching things. Whenever somebody's thinking like, oh, I think I'm estrogen dominant, I think I have PCOS, I think I have low progesterone, I'm immediately like, okay, let's talk. let's get this done. But I tell people too, like, if you just feel like something is off, you have an intuition for a reason. It is your body.
Come on.
You are the expert.
Yes.
You cannot give that, you know, power to somebody else who told you like, oh, well, how you feel is normal. Like, no, there's a reason you feel that like pull to look a little bit deeper. Mm. Okay. Is it hormones? Is it PMS? Is it, you know, something more that I want to work on and learn and optimize? And I tell people too, I mean, we have teens that go through our program with their moms because it's information that they're like, wow, this is exactly what I should have been told when I was 15 and started having a period.
I'm telling you.
I just believe so deeply, like everyone needs to know this about how their body works because it serves you from, you know, the first hormonal breakout all the way through your fifth postpartum. Like it is the same system. It is the same principles. It is really just learning how your body works and how to work with it.
Well, you just listed so many conditions and things that can be helped by this. That's incredible.
And look, let me tell you, like there was one point in one of her lessons, I thought, I should have learned this in school. What's going on? I'm a grown woman, you know? And like she teaches you, she gives you the tools that you need. And like, this is not sponsored, y'all. I just really, we love Dr. Heather Rhodes.
Yeah.
And her name is spelled Heather, like it sounds, and Rhodes is R-H-O-D-E-S. Find her on Instagram. We're not done with her yet. I just wanted to put that out there.
Hey,
like,
can I put you under the microscope for just a second, Miss Jade? Because you're doing the program. So I can hear all our listeners asking this. Now, we don't want to give any way of your tips and tricks, but what are you doing in the actual program? Like, what is it?
Okay, so Dr. Heather, she has an assistant, so they monitor your BBT, basal temp, which I've never used before, and then I'm putting in what I eat every day and the time in which I eat because all of that is a part of our program. So she's looking at what you're eating, and then she's helping you to, okay, you need to take that out and put this in because that's not good for your estrogen.
So you're not just charting, but she's looking at the results.
Heather don't
of
play.
That.
Heather is my doctor.
And talking with you. Okay.
She has doctor for a reason. Heather, will you, real quick, could you tell them your background? I'm so sorry. I meant to bring that up.
So I am traditionally trained as a pharmacist. I went to pharmacy school. I did a residency afterwards in diabetes. And so I had a really high focus on metabolism and blood sugar regulation because in the particular program I was in, I was acting as almost how a nurse practitioner can act under a doctor in the doctor's offices. We had pharmacists that did that. And so I had patients, I did their dosing, we adjusted their insulin, you know, all the good stuff. So what I, that like triggered it for me to understand like, whoa, people don't want to be on meds. People want to get better and people can't get better.
Wow.
Because every single thing I learned in pharmacy school about how the body works, how every drug works in the body, I think there was this light bulb moment of like, wait, so what you're saying though, is that we could do this exact same thing, not using a drug, but by giving the body the same signal.
Yeah.
And that's when it really all switched for me. So I went back to a school for natural medicine to become a certified holistic health practitioner. In the meantime, did like insane amounts of my own research because I have a background in clinical research as well. And so that's really where I like combined these three pieces to have a way to help women, again, like know their body, understand their body, and give it different signals, kind of in the way traditionally we use drugs, right? Like we use diabetes drugs to keep your blood sugar stable, or we use something like metformin to prevent your liver from just dumping sugar out all day. Well, what Jade was talking about specifically is I can look and say like, hey, Jade, if we look at the timing of your meals, we can actually tell your liver not to dump sugar without you having to take that metformin.
Wow.
Now, I need to be careful, though, because I will say I do not, like, manage people's medicines anymore. Sure. I would never tell Jade to stop her metformin.
Sure.
Her sister has to do that. I think we did have a discussion about metformin.
Yeah, we did.
Specifically. But I do want you working with your providers and telling your providers, like, hey, this is the research. I mean, I know I've sent, Jade's doctor has sent me articles, and I've sent Jade articles to send right back to her doctor. And so it really is just wanting you to have that like understanding and be aware. And so what Jade is kind of describing is that I like to get into the nitty gritty of what's going on with you and really see like, okay, based off of what your habits are right now with what you're doing, like how is your sleep? How is your movement? What are you eating? Like what signals is your body getting that's telling it to go down the pathway it's going down? So specifically like what Jade was talking about, there was obviously like some gut inflammation. There were some issues with a specific hormone progesterone for her. Mm-hmm. And so I was looking at why is your body not making this progesterone?
And I wasn't eating.
Right.
You remember I was intermittent fasting. I wasn't eating.
Yep.
Because I was trying to lose weight.
Every time your body like does something like that, it's a safety response. So what happens is the body's like, hey, I've got to keep her safe. And it thought she was living through a famine because she was fasting, right?
Wow.
So the body doesn't know that, like, we're doing these things and that we live in houses and that we choose to be on social media and that we go and work out at the gym. Like, our bodies are designed very ancestrally. So Jade's body thinks that she's living, like, in a cave somewhere and there's no food available.
Wow.
Because so I sleep now. Body is, I sleep after doing her program.
System, like the way the body was designed to keep us alive then, because we're a species, is the same way it's designed now. So what happens is that her body is saying, oh, well, if we don't have enough resources, if there's not enough food, we need to keep her heart beating and we need to keep her alive. That is the most important thing. Her, if she got pregnant right now, that would be a threat, that there would be vulnerability.
Wow.
Like we cannot send our resources to that system. Because we need all hands on deck to just keep her heart beating and keep her alive.
Wow.
And that's true for anyone, whether they're trying to conceive or not, because your hormones are your fertility system, right? Like whether you want to get pregnant, your body wants you to get pregnant every day of every month while you are cycling. Mm. Your body is working to get you pregnant because you are a species and innately your body's like, I want to reproduce.
Yeah.
Like, that is what I am here
when
for
she
to
said
procreate.
That to me, I was like, that's heavy.
That
I love
crazy.
That God created our bodies like that. And another thing I wanted to bring out, ever since I've started your program, because I dealt with insomnia for over a year. It was horrible. I sleep now. And another thing, like Heather hits on so many things. Your insomnia, your libido. Yeah. Mm-hmm. She hit on that, y'all. She sent us a thing on that, girl. And not that I had a huge problem with it, but I noticed it was getting a little low. I'm good now, sis. Like, I just love love your program, Heather. I love it. Will you please tell, because we're almost out of time, and will you just please tell people how they can reach with, reach you and let them know, like, if a lady's listening, I want to put this out real quick, because I've seen a few ladies in the program, in the group that I was in for the summer, where some had said, this is just a really busy season, yada, yada, yada. Hey, there will never be a the perfect season. You just got to make that time for yourself. Heather, how can people reach you and find you?
Yeah. So at Dr. Heather Rhodes on Instagram. We also have www.drheatherrhodes.com, and it is just Dr. Heather, H-E-A-T-H-E-R, and then Rhodes, R-H-O-D-E-S. And I am so glad I got to be here. And I just have to tell Jade, too, like what you just said about, like, hey, if you're busy, there's never a right time. I tell people, if you are busy, now is the time, because I want to, like, get on your team while it's hard, like, while you're busy, while things are crazy and chaotic, so that you get the best strategy then. Because if you can do it when it's hard, you can definitely do it when it's easy, you know? So I just love you guys.
And how much are you going to, is your life going to be improved if you're busy? But, oh, now I'm sleeping. Now I actually feel good.
Come on, Kendra.
You're not, like, struggling.
I want to say this. Heather, as y'all can tell, she is a cheerleader.
I love
okay?
that.
She cheers you on in the midst, y'all. Yeah. Please take advantage of this. Yeah. She's a sister in the Lord, but she really does have a passion to help women.
And if you're listening to this, I just want to say, God designed your body. His plan is perfect and beautiful. And if it feels like something's broken, that's because we live in a fallen world. That's not God's intent. So it is perfectly acceptable to seek help to restore that body back to the way that He designed it to be. I encourage you, please, if not Dr. Heather, do something to be able to get your body in a right order. We love you guys. Dr. Heather, we love you. Thank you so much for coming on Hannah's Heart.
Thank you.